Track 7. Rare insect colonises more of Teignbridge. A rare ant is moving into new territories in Teignbridge thanks to the work of volunteers and experts at the Devon Wildlife Trust and advice from Bug Life, the Invertebrate Conservation Trust. The narrow-headed ant is one of the UK's rarest insects and can only be found in Scotland and at one site on Chudley Knighton Heath Nature Reserve. The Devon Wildlife Trust Nature Reserves team and volunteers have helped ensure the ants have the optimum environment to succeed at Chudley Knighton Heath by removing scrub and opening up grassy areas while leaving enough feeding opportunities within reach. Narrow-headed ants have very particular requirements. They need their nests to be in open grassy areas where the sun can warm them, but also need to be close enough to scrubland by plants including gorse, birch and buckthorn, which they use to find small insect prey and also harvest honeydew from aphids, a spokesperson from Devon Wildlife Trust explained. Initial results of the work have been positive, and Devon Wildlife Trust Nature Reserves Officer Chris Moulton has reported that the narrow-headed ants are doing well. The work has also had a positive impact on other wildlife, and the Trust reports that last summer there were increased sightings of nightjars and Dartford warblers. However, with concerns about safety of having the rare ants confined to just one site, Devon Wildlife Trust were keen to try to introduce the species to another area. Having a rare ant living at a single site isn't the safest of survival strategies, the Devon Wildlife Trust spokesperson explained. The Trust team has tried to mitigate the risks by cutting back bramble and gorse and making fire breaks. However, a more sustainable solution was required. With the ants doing so well at Chudley Knighton Heath, Devon Wildlife Trust began developing trial techniques to establish nest colonies at other sites in Teignbridge, including Bobby Heathfield, Teign Grace Meadow and other areas on Chudley Knighton Heath. Thanks to the support from Bug Life, around 50 narrow-headed ant queens have been released into new areas across three sites. It can take time for queens to build up their new colonies and develop new nests, so Devon Wildlife Trust is continuing its trial work and keeping a hopeful watch for the first signs of new nests.
Award for NHS Career Supporting Role. The Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust's work to support people into health and care careers has been recognised nationally. The Trust has won the NHS England Silver Award for work experience, recognising the people across the organisation who make work experience possible. Every year, colleagues across the Trust's many services take the time to welcome learners, explain what they do, and give people a real feel for what it's like to work at the Trust, which provides acute healthcare services from Torbay Hospital, community health services, and adult social care. As the largest employer in Torbay and South Devon, the Trust plays an important role in creating opportunities for local people. Work experience is a big part of that, helping school students, young adults, and people changing careers to build confidence, try something new, and see what's possible. It also helps us widen participation and support our communities by opening the door to people who may not otherwise have considered a career in health and care. Amber Watson, Work Experience Administrator, led the Trust's submission for the Work Experience Quality Standard, bringing together examples of the brilliant work happening right across our services. Reflecting on the award, Amber said, "This is a real team achievement. The feedback we received highlights just how much our colleagues care about giving people a good experience. I want to say a big thank you to everyone who makes time to support learners. The Silver Award is a lovely recognition of that commitment."
Precept rise for local services in Bovey. Band D households in Bobby Tracy and Heathfield are being asked for an extra 62 pence per week to help cover unavoidable costs so the town council can stay in good shape for the future. The award-winning authority needs extra funds to boost its staff team at a time when the reorganisation of local government could mean more work coming its way. Lottery funding for certain roles also ceases next month, and reserves were budgeted for use this year to keep increases as low as possible. An unexpected cost has been clearing last year's unauthorised camp at Millmarsh Park and the subsequent improved security at Green Spaces. Members of the full council agreed to take the annual Band D council tax bill from £102.53 to £134.68. Deputy Mayor Councillor Martin Evans said increases were never the preferred option, but to ignore realities would only come back to haunt the community with even steeper rises in the future.
Building Society refurb signals commitment. A building society in Newton Abbot has underlined its loyalty to remaining in the town centre with an overhaul of its Queen Street branch. While many banks have left the high street over the past decade, Nationwide is bucking the trend and has invested in refurbishing its Newton Abbot branch as part of a pledge to remain in the town centre until at least 2030. The rejuvenated branch was reopened by Newton Abbot Mayor Councillor Colin Parker, who praised the Building Society for its commitment to the town at a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Tuesday, January the 20th. We all know that the heart of the community is the High Street. In an era where we increasingly see services moving online and branches closing their doors, seeing this beautiful refurbished Nationwide branch is a breath of fresh air, Councillor Parker said. But it isn't just about a new coat of paint or a modern layout. The true celebration is Nationwide's branch promise, their public commitment to remain right here in Newton Abbot until at least 2030. And for our residents, especially those who value face-to-face support, our local business owners, and those who simply prefer the human touch, this commitment provides peace of mind. It ensures that Newton Abbot is a vibrant place to shop, work, and do business. The branch team is also placing a strong emphasis on digital education, supporting customers of all ages in developing the skills and confidence to use online banking safely and effectively. This combination of personal service and digital support is a key part of Nationwide's strategy for the years ahead. Councillor Parker thanked the team for their hard work during the refurbishment, and he told them, "You are more than just a building society, you are part of the fabric of our town centre."